This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Podcast, by the way, Karen, now that you're back, we are going to prepare a weekly podcast of behind-the-scenes conversation that goes on when we are not on the air. And I'm wondering how we're doing in that department.
And as Jennifer has reminded us, none of us can be president.
That's right.
So we have political aspirations.
I was just
so
teasing.
If you want to run the Today Show, you're going to be out on that too. So,
right.
You're right. I think his career is over. Billy Bush, don't you think?
I feel really sad for him,
yeah,
actually.
He's a good kid. I've been with him a couple of times. I liked him.
Well, look at you. You said he's a good kid. Do you feel the same way about Donald Trump?
Say what?
You feel the same way about Donald Trump?
I'm taking a different perspective because the focus on Billy Bush maybe ought not to be the same as the focus on Donald Trump, because
right.
Billy Bush isn't running for president. He's a
right.
kid that was fortunate to have a good personality. He had a good radio show. He did well on television. He's affable. He's pretty smart. I was at a Hollywood party with him once in the Hollywood Hills, and he mixed me a drink. The
Ooh,
drink
boy.
Was ginger ale, and he looked at me. He had gone to the bar, and he saw me, and he said, "Can I get you something?" I just want some ginger ale and cranberry juice. I think it was Sprite, whatever it was. He said, "Yeah, yeah." So then we were kibitzing about what he was doing and why he went to these things. He said, "My job is to get as much gossip as possible about anything and everybody." And, I mean, everybody was at this party. It was a real Hollywood party. I think it's the only one I've ever been to. Jack Nicholson was
and why
holding
were you
court
there?
In the corner. I was invited by somebody who put the party on that I knew, who wanted me to see what a real Hollywood party was all
Jen's
about.
Jen's line of questioning is the best.
Yeah. Wow. What did you expect? What did you think? Why did you ask me that?
Oh, no, I was just curious.
Yeah, we want a little more dirt.
I want the juice, man.
Yeah.
Well, the juice about
like
Billy Bush
in
this circumstance. I mean, there were all kinds of every... the reason I was attracted to him is because he seemed like a real person. Most of the people wandering around in the rooms in this guy's house, it was a Hollywood director. They were just not real. The get-ups on the women were not real. The guys were just phony baloney. But Billy Bush seemed like a guy that was grounded. And he was having fun. He was just taking down. He was doing what you want him to do, Jennifer. Get the dirt. What's the gossip? And I'm sure that's why he was invited. You know, those
right.
guys who do those shows are invited to all that stuff. Just to sort of give these people a great believers in, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right. So how come that doesn't work for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? It doesn't. It doesn't work in politics. That
well,
does
yeah,
not work in politics. Yes, no.
No, I mean, we would hope to hold our politicians to a higher standard.
Yeah, we would hope.
Than page six
not
gossip,
anymore.
You know?
I mean, this
that
society?
Ended with Bill Clinton. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Halloween
for a
moment.
And I don't think it's necessarily that their behavior has changed. I'm sure, like, the politicians in history, you could hear the stories, right? They're,
hello, it's Thomas how, Jefferson. Ding,
yeah,
ding,
it's how
ding,
pop
ding,
culture
ding.
Has made it acceptable because we are a 24-hour news cycle, because we live and die by the gossip news media. I mean, the TMZs of the world, we want the juice.
Right.
Now there's no boundary anymore.
Gossip reigns. All right, so let's talk about Halloween. You ready?
I love Halloween.
How much are you going to spend this year on Halloween?
I'm kind of playing with the idea of having a Halloween party, so probably a lot.
You're going to invite me?
I usually do every year. Last year I was traveling in the Czech Republic, so I didn't get to. So
They don't have Halloween there.
They do.
Halloween
not like we have here.
Actually was started as a Christian ritual. All Hallows Eve.
I thought it was pagan.
Say, it's a pagan holiday?
I always thought it was.
Yeah. It's like all the holidays. The Christians stole all the pagan. Christmas is a pagan holiday. The Christians stole
all the good stuff?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They just steal it. Like it was like Bill Clinton stealing from the Republicans when he was president. All the good ideas. Okay, let's run with them. Anyway, Kara, how much are you spending on Halloween this year?
You know, I was going to say this earlier. When I was a kid, my parents would always talk about, like, how expensive Halloween candy was. And I don't know if that's what you mean, that or costumes, but I just spent, like, $15 on Halloween candy.
This is...
What the heck?
For yourself?
This is a general question.
No, no. Well, it's, like, 2 weeks away. If you go too late, yeah, then there's not anything there. But, they have little kids in our apartment complex that come around and trick-or-treat.
Yeah, of course they do. Now, I'm talking about the cost of costumes, candy, that sort of stuff.
I spend not a lot on costumes. I generally just try to find stuff out of my own closet or, like, thrift stores. I don't buy the pre-made ones because I don't cheap. Like them.
Okay.
And also, yes, because I'm cheap.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria?
You know, I don't even remember the last time I wore a costume for Halloween. I mean, I'm in New York City, and in our building there aren't any kids, so no one trick-or-treats.
And everybody looks creepy in New York anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of little kids together during the day with parents, and they do, you know, kind of organized trick-or-treating, but you mm-hmm. just don't really see a whole lot. My favorite thing to do, actually, for Halloween is to drive to Sleepy Hollow, the actual town of Sleepy Hollow, which I love.
Look for the Headless Horseman the same as there.
I've been on the bridge where that inspired the Headless Horseman Bridge. And
there was
that,
not
the little
much
old
that
Dutch
scared
Reformed
the pants
church.
Off of me when I was a kid. That was worse than that Headless Horseman movie.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
that's what I love about Halloween.
Living
yeah.
pants off of me.
Yeah. Oh,
that in Fantasia. All right, anyway, Americans
so aren't
average
so
are planning to spend $84 this year on Halloween, an all-time high.
That's kind of a lot.
$8.4 billion spent on retail items for Halloween.
Wow. Does that, so. I guess that means decorations, too, because if you,
oh, yes.
some people go all out and they get those huge, like, yep. blow-ups and spider webs and all that
but
stuff.
But you know
yeah.
what the biggest factor here is? Because the cost of chocolate, i.e. cocoa, has increased so much in the last year or so, the increase in candy costs is up by almost 44%, which I find very interesting. And how many have noticed that when you buy a candy bar at the store or buy the good candy, I don't pay much attention to what it costs. I just buy it because I like it.
What kind of candy do you eat, though, Doug?
I sometimes eat the cheap Three Musketeers kind of stuff. And then I was at the store the other day, and I bought some fairly expensive chocolate, and I put it in Meredith's freezer so that I can...
snack on it.
Let it thaw out. I don't keep... I tend to buy brownies or those blondie things to chew on here. But
do you find that when you buy chocolate, I mean, the last time I bought chocolate was 2 weeks ago. I was in Wegmans, and I bought the Wegmans brand, the 72% dark chocolate, which everyone says is supposed to be good for you if you have like an ounce of it a day. It was expensive. It was like $6 for a bar.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the real chocolate's actually really expensive.
And I guess that's probably where the cocoa is going way up in price. But I'm surprised that Three Musketeers and Milky Way and all that stuff, I'm surprised that's gone up because I figured they would just add more filler and have less actual chocolate in their products.
Well, Hershey's Kisses, Tootsie Rolls, candy corn, those are the things. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Man, I don't understand the fascination there, but whew, do they sell?
I love. Are you kidding?
I don't like that mix, but some people really do. Anyway, the ways to save money, whether if people are looking for tips, you can buy the cheapest types of candy in 1 pound bags. Do you do that, or do you buy them individually? I mean, this seems like common sense stuff.
Well, for Halloween, you'd have to buy a one-pound bag.
Yeah, right. I buy bags. If you go to the fancy neighborhoods, though, they buy actual, like, real full-size candy bars.
Look for the buy one, get one free specials this week. Full-size candy, chocolates, these are the things to have, and you can buy a lot of them. There are apparently this week also in the circulars a lot of coupons for candy.
Mm-hmm.
You pay attention. Who looks at circulars anymore?
I do every Sunday. It's the best part of the paper.
Really?
I used to read all the doom and gloom. Read about what's on sale at Target.
So,
I'm all in.
Does this stuff get sold online? Can you buy candy and stuff online?
I'm sure you can.
Can you go to Amazon
or something, probably.
Amazon's
fresh. I mean, I use their grocery delivery service, so you could probably buy Halloween candy. Mm-hmm.
How many people bake for Halloween? Would you actually bake the things, make things on your own to give away as treats? I remember as a kid.
Especially if you have kids for classroom parties and stuff.
Yeah.
My neighbor, I would go up the street to my neighborhood, and there were the best cookies and cupcakes that were made, and the out of this world brownies. I think that's where I got hooked on brownies when I was a kid at Halloween. We didn't get much candy, or I don't remember getting much candy, frankly, but I remember that I just loved the brownies, just loved them.
I love taking I love brownies too. Yeah. But my favorite cookies that I've ever made from scratch are actual leftover Halloween candy cookies. Oh, and you just kind
really
of
good.
Mix in all of your favorite kind of Halloween candy, dice it all up, and you mix it in and bake cookies, and it's amazing.
Kind of like how I fix soup. Goulash.
Is that how you fix soup?
Exactly. Yeah.
You just take everything that's in the refrigerator and that I haven't finished and throw it into a pot and cook it.
Add some stock.
Well, sometimes a little, yeah. I have some chicken stock or turkey stock, put it in, yeah. Yep, that works.
It works.
And I have it for breakfast. Some of it cooking downstairs right now. How's
okay,
that?
Soup for breakfast is a little weird. That's very Asian-y of you.
No, soup for breakfast is very, very good for you.
I'm
there
sure it
is. There
are
all kinds of soup
but
is
that only tends to happen
good.
In Asia.
No, well, it depends on who you're with.
Asia and Doug's house.
Asia and Doug's house.
Like yeah. Asia, but differently.
Everybody thinks of my place as an Asian paradise, I know.
Do you sing the Chinese song while you're making your soup
like
in the morning?
Chinese, that's it, yep. 18 past the hour.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes. Using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Alright, let's get to our friends musically 24 after the hour here with DJ V, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Ginger Spice. Jerry Halliwell announcing she's having her 13th child.
What? Come on.
Wait a second, but I thought I'd see if
that Octobomb Spice.
Octo Spice. She's 44 years old. She's the one who's married to the soccer player, right?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's the skinny one.
Yeah.
Does this one have enough meat in her bones to take care of the baby?
She was the sexy one.
Yeah.
She was the sexy redhead. She was Ginger Spice.
Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, at any rate, 44, a lot of people say, you know. But I don't. 44 is not that big a deal.
No.
Kind of amazing.
And you know what? Jerry Halliwell, not to distract from the story that she's pregnant, because congratulations, but do you guys remember she actually had a hit single by herself, and there was only one. It was like a one-hit wonder from her, but do you remember that?
Vaguely, yes. I love the Spice Girl, so I
was so good. I really enjoyed her single. Yeah.
I was too busy listening to Elvis when that was...
They were contemporaries, so that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, let's move to Kesha and Dr. Luke. Kesha wants a New York judge to issue a protective order to keep her personal medical files private. The order would prevent the defendant, Dr. Luke, whose real name is Lucas Gottwald, from leaking potentially sensitive information about her medical history during their sexual assault lawsuit. The order comes after Mr. Gottwald's legal team refused to agree to keep Kesha's 913 pages of gynecological, psychiatric, and rehab medical papers. What's he doing with that stuff?
Well, and what about HIPAA? I mean, I thought you were protected with that.
Yeah, what do we sign all those HIPAA things for when we go to the doctor? if they're not worthy. How can this guy get away with this?
If they can subpoena the records, I guess, to, in order to prove that she wasn't sexually assaulted, I guess that's what his team is trying to prove now.
What kind of creep?
I know.
Why didn't he just let this go? I mean, he got the money, didn't he? I mean, he kind of owned her. I mean, why
he
is still this
still
going
her.
On?
Yeah,
this guy's worth $100 million.
Yeah.
And he's trying to embarrass her and waste her legal resources. He wants to make
these two would let it go. Nobody would even know what was going on. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Well, you know, she has, I think, an entire album that's just sitting there. It's already done. And you know, he should just release the album because he technically, I guess, still owns it. And Sony owns her. So they should just release the album. He should just make more money off of it instead of trying to extort money from her and threatening her with these bully tactics. I mean, it's terrible.
This guy needs to be run over by a steamroller or something.
He must really know where some bodies are buried. Why is Sony protecting this creep?
What motivates people like this to do this sort of thing? What is the motivation?
And not only motivate,
they're gonna make more money out of it.
This is so crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, but it gives us a chance to focus. I don't know what has she done. Has she been so distracted by all this that she doesn't have any new product out, or does she have?
She has a whole new album that's done and ready to be released.
Did he produce it?
Yeah, they won't release it. He won't. He's blocking it.
And he's saying she can't do anything without his approval, basically.
Yeah. I thought that this thing got settled earlier in the year for some reason. I don't know why.
I thought so, too.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Excesses Incorporated, 28 past the hour.
A former higher-up at the USDA takes a job running public policy for DuPont. You'll meet her today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
A Georgia farm girl who spent most of her career in public and private sector jobs in Washington, D.C., is the new VP of Public Policy and Chief Sustainability Officer for DuPont. Krista Harden was most recently a Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
At this point in my career and my age, I wanted to do something that carried on the commitments and the elements of my career that have been very important to me, including service and working in agriculture, staying in agriculture, being able to continue my work, thinking about the next generation of farmers, who's coming up behind, who's the bench. It kind of be attracting young people, different people into agriculture. So going into a company that would allow me to continue to do that was important.
For the Successful Farming Radio
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body.
Now 34 after the hour. Our head-heart balance continues here with DJV, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, on the air with our focus on everything good, everything about life that needs to be in your aura. How's that? I'm using all kinds of great terms. I want to bring in Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic. A lot of people, by the way, you can go to victoriabullis.com or Twitter at Victoria Bullis. The difference between, there are some people who are sort of unsophisticated when it comes to advice that comes not naturally. Although I think that tarot reading, I think psychics, I think that astrologers, if they are good, are fabulous when it comes to helping you figure out how to do your life and get along with people, do better at understanding people that you work with, all that sort of thing. So having said that, there are a lot of people who think psychics and astrologers and all is the same thing. What's the difference between a psychic and an astrologer? You're a psychic. You are not an astrologer. Matter of fact, I don't think you particularly like astrology, do you?
No, I studied it way back when, and I found it hard. I wasn't very good at it. I was bored. I didn't want to do my homework. This went on for about 6 or 8 months, and then all of a sudden, one morning I woke up, and I went, wait a minute. I remember back in college hearing that astrology was developed about 3,000 or so years ago, and I think it was Babylon, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure, and it was based on the premise that the planets rotated around the Earth, not the Sun. And I thought, I'm onto something here. And I went, they didn't see that many planets back then. They didn't have telescopes. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks that astrology was based on a false premise. And as we know, recently in the last several years, one planet was demoted. Other planets were found over the last 30 or 40 years, I think. And so if you base everything in your life on something that's changing like that, you better flow with the changes, or I suggest thinking about it as a tool only, and there are lots of other tools which I personally like better.
All right, so the horoscope that appears in the newspaper every day is of what value? And the original horoscopes, you said, were started thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And now that used to be what is astrology. Well, let's see. Astronomy today used to be astrology, right?
The original astrology was astronomy.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So what value are little horoscopes in the newspaper? Well, if it offers you comfort and so on, fine. Use them. But here's what we do. We tend to gravitate towards something that we like. So if you like reading the horoscope, on a deep level, on a subconscious level, you know already what you're going to be reading about in the morning. You start working your life around what you're going to be reading. And that's why it makes sense so much to people. But if you look at it this way, let's say that there's an 80-year-old man in South Africa who reads his horoscope in the Times of London. And then there's a 24-year-old young hotshot model woman who reads the same horoscope in the Times herself for the same, Virgo or Aries or whatever it is sign for that day. They can't have the same life. They can't have the same future. But if it works, it works. Everything counts. That's one thing I've been saying for 20-some years. Everything you do counts. What you believe in, what you're afraid of, whether you're nice to people or flipping the bird when you're cutting in front of them on a freeway. everything counts in your life. It's good to take stock of what your life is like and look at areas where you need to make improvements, which we all do, and areas where you're happy with yourself. Go for more of the areas where you're happy and then start seeing all the tools you could use to change where you're not so happy.
All right.
Did I go on too long?
No. <That's
laughs> I've been known to do that.
All right. Yes, I know that. That's okay. The thing about psychics and intuitives, are they one and the same? We're trying to separate you and what you do in the psychic world from those who are astrologers. But what about intuition? We hear the old business about female intuition.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, actually. Yeah. I was just talking to somebody in great length last night about it. So the word psychic I just use because I've been on the radio for 26 years, and back then people went, oh, yeah, she can predict the future. It made sense for people on the radio. But it's very limiting. Everyone's got intuition, and we need to use it more. It's one of my main themes. I'm passionate about that. And then there are mediums. I'm a medium. I talk to the other side. Then there are people who predict the future. I look and see what you're meant to do and how to get it, not what you're going to do predicting the future, because many of us have made enough mistakes that what we're going to do is based on those. They're all just words. In ancient times, I guess the word would be instinct. We were, our hairs would stand up in some way that we knew that there was a wild animal nearby that we had to run from. So it became more developed through things like astrology and cards and other methods of divination, they call it. They're just words. It's all about trying to make sense of life and make it better from what we've got going on. So
all right.
The people I was talking to last night, that I was talking about Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met Chris, the mother, several times, and she's a really lovely woman. She really is. And and has done a good job with your girls. It's a judgment to say otherwise. It's, you know, you're judging if you say that they've had too much plastic surgery or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's instilled in them intuition for protection. But Kim, old Kim, sure was not using her intuition when she walked down the street with all that jewelry flaunting it the other day. Do you remember that story last week?
Well, the robbery,
yeah,
sure.
The robbery, yeah.
Yeah, she was so happy to be wearing this glamorous stuff at the fashion shows that she just didn't pay any attention and figured she was safe. That's pretty much called arrogance and denial.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But she'll never do that again.
That comes from that's part of the terror. They've created this world that they live in. They made a lot of money because they were smart enough to create something that people were interested in, even though it's really nothing. And so every once in a while, it doesn't mean just because you've done that you have to pay the piper, but this may be the cost of doing business, in a sense, yes?
To me, that's a judgment.
Okay.
She's a human being, whether it was the jewelry or it was something smaller like someone's handbag in the street, mm-hmm. it meant a lot to her, and it was really nasty and ugly, and she'll never forget it, as would somebody who had their handbag.
And it sounds traumatic, too.
Perception that one is worse or bigger than the other, and that somebody might deserve it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean it that way. I hope it didn't come across that way. But I think what happens when you have a lot of attention, the way they create the attention for themselves on the social media, you're almost asking for it. So maybe this is an important lesson that was learned by her. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Bullis at victoriabullis.com and at Victoria Bullis, as far as Twitter is concerned. She's somebody that really knows how to get to the point. She's very revealing. Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S. Up next here, a focus on entertaining as we get close to Halloween. What sort of things make for good entertainment? That's next here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
This Is Us is not only the biggest hit of the season, it's everything we love about television. And if you haven't seen it, tonight on NBC is your night to jump right in. Find out why critics can't stop raving, calling This Is Us spectacular, raw, and genuine. An instant hit, TV's most exciting new series.
You make me happy.
It's unlike anything else on television. This Is Us, all new, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
All right, 45 past the hour now. Let me introduce you to Amy Goodman, who is a recognized journalist, editor, host. She's spent most of her career talking about your life and your lifestyle. What is it that's good for you? What can be attractive? And when it comes to fall, I suppose we ought to have an overview from your perspective, Amy, as to what entertainment. Are we all focused on Halloween? Or are there other things that come in just celebrating fall? I think there are plenty of opportunities, lots of ways of decorating anyway at this time of year, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think the kids have been running around into the pumpkin patches this past weekend. People are certainly gearing up for Halloween, but all of us are kind of preparing for the holidays yet to come. And for this time of year, it's so common for all of us to be thinking about easy ways to refresh our home and not necessarily to spend a lot of money. We're all on a budget, but to do so and to do so wisely, I think you can turn to Big Lots. They have a lot of fashionable yet affordable collections and a lot of great must-have pieces for the season to kick things off. And as you had mentioned, you know, what does entertaining mean? It can mean everything from gathering everybody together for the football game, which is super popular, or it can mean just putting together a nice little dinner party for your friends. And part of that is making sure you have enough seating and making sure everybody has a great place to sit. And part of that also is taking advantage of the range of great seats and seatings that are available from Big Lots, everything from their ottomans to their other pieces of furniture. They have some really great deals going on right now, including part of that, some fantastic TV stands as well for those who are game watchers. Those are fabulous. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like a really large piece of furniture per se. It can be more of an accessory or an accent piece to inject a bit of instant update into a room, and that can include everything from a paisley pillow to a super cozy throw. I have before me a faux fur throw that's in white that is so soft and wonderful that you can throw over the arm of a sofa and have that for a nice cozy chilly night.
What did you say, a faux fur throw?
Yeah, a faux fur throw.
Say that 100 times in a row. Faux fur throw.
Faux fur throw. Yes, a faux fur throw. Which, thank goodness, on onomatopoeia does sound as soft as it is and is nice and cozy for a fall night. And also maybe a great accent table in red. Again, smaller pieces, smaller elements, but have big impact and can really inject a bit of the fall trend right into your very own living room or your family room and have a very, you know, kind of impactful meaning.
So, what about cooking? What about things that are part of, we're talking about how you decorate, but then you get to the nitty-gritty. People come around because they want to eat. What are we fixing that's different, new, or appropriate for this time of year? I'm thinking of, for example, hot apple cider, things like that.
Right. Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about my friend and I, who is a home chef. She had this new kind of zucchini bread that was great because it was anti-allergen, because she is a gluten-free eater. So she had somehow miraculously made the zucchini bread using kind of a gluten-free flour and somehow was able to make it rise so that it was, you know, appropriate for her diet, which was amazing. And, of course, Halloween is around the corner. So how can you serve something that's gluten-free and maybe nut-free for kids? You know, allergies is increasingly a big, big issue for a lot of parents who are concerned about serving treats at the door. So, but it's still like unique and yummy. And so we have this great candy called Hi-Chu. It's a Japanese candy that is really popular internationally and has made its way here. I'm actually half Japanese, so I kind of grew up with Hi-Chu, and I love, love, love this candy. It is gluten-free. It is nut-free. And it's made with fruit juices and puree, so you can actually feel good about serving it. If you've never had it, it's soft on the outside, perfectly chewy on the inside, and comes in this great Halloween packaging. They're individually wrapped, so you can serve them out for Halloween. It comes in green apple, strawberry, and grape. And again, you can feel great about serving it. It's very tasty, and it has a soft chew when you put it in your mouth, but it kind of melts as you eat it, and it's just delicious. So great for kids, but great for adults too. Talk about something unique and different for the fall season, and there you have it. You can find more about that at Hi-Chu.com.
Hi-Chu.com. That's pretty interesting. I've never heard of that before. Amy, thank you. Amy Goodman here with some Halloween treats and things to think about with regard to decorating. This is a good party season, and there's some very good tips there. Take advantage of the information at 10 minutes before the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's
800-328-1860. The music from Toys, a movie that was out in 1992 featuring Joan Cusack, amongst others. And Chucker is here to happily wish her a happy birthday. You are a big Joan Cusack fan. She's changed a lot. Her looks, at least, have changed a lot. Don't you think over the last 20 years, Chucker?
Well, she's always been a character actor, and I guess she's had a long run on the Showtime series Shameless. Which is pretty successful for that cable network. But she started in a movie in 86 called My Bodyguard, which I liked back in the 80s. I think she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Working Girl in 88. My Blue Heaven she was in 99. She's had a really good career also in School of Rock. And Gross Point Blank she was in opposite her brother, John Cusack. But the movie Toys starred Robin Williams. It was a Barry Levinson film released the Christmas season of 92. Got critically hammered by critics. Although I got to be honest, I find it very charming, and there's some weird appeal that movie has. Toys from 92, but you cannot find it on Blu-ray, and it's pretty much never shown on.
Watching stuff on Blu-ray anyway anymore. You can get everything on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. So why bother with a Blu-ray?
It's not even on those channels or outlets.
Older stuff is on Blu-ray.
It might be on DVD. I don't know.
Yeah. We found 13 Days, the documentary about JFK and the Cuban Missile Crisis, and watched it in two parts, and it really was quite good. It was produced in 2001. The star, Kevin Costner, and...
That's a good movie.
A good movie. Yeah, and what's-his-face, Bruce Greenwood.
Yeah, he's really good in that film.
Great JFK. He's a good actor, I think.
Yeah,
I think
very
he does
good
a good
actor.
Job.
He's worked consistently for the last 25, 30 years,
I guess. Yep, he has. Yep. All right, Chucker's got some movie news for us in a matter of moments, including the latest from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. That'll be here before you count to, 120? Okay, count to 120 and we'll have that info.
Get ready for cold and flu season, which is coming early this year. Here's Dr. Carrie Peterson.
Get a checkup now, and I like supplements like Cocovia.
Some studies show that cocoa flavanols in Cocovia help healthy blood flow from head to toe.
Cocoa flavanols are plant-based nutrients in cocoa that can help with healthy levels of nitric oxide and the flow of oxygen and nutrient-rich blood to your entire body.
Dr. Peterson's other weapon?
Coldies now comes in great-tasting gummies for the whole family. They shorten your cold, plus provide multi-symptom relief for cold and flu.
And flu shots are key. As low as $30 at your local drugstore. Online banking uses up, but only 18% of adults over 60 use it. Here's the money coach, Lynette Calfani-Cox, about the benefits of banking online.
77% of older adults would use digital technology if they had some help. And that's why Capital One helped launch the free educational tool called Ready, Set, Bank. It offers 44 short videos designed to help folks learn.
All you have to do is go to ReadySetBank.org.
This easy-to-use web-based tool arms older adults with the basic skills they need to manage their money online.
And close that digital divide.
When it comes to bringing in customers, postcards and flyers are a business owner's best friend, and you'll get the best selection and value at Vistaprint. In fact, right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 postcards starting at just $44.99 with plenty of the best sizes, paper stocks, design tools, and easy uploads. You'll always feel confident. Plus, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today. Enter promo code 7766 and get your 500 postcards starting at just $44.99. Offer expires November 6th.
All right, November of this year gives 19 years in perspective for Good Will Hunting, which starred Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. I think that really got them going.
Oh,
Robin Williams was in it. So there was a reading. Why would they do something like this? What's the...
They're probably, you know, having a good time trying to bring, recollection to an old memory for them.
That
movie launched your career, Good Will Hunting, no doubt.
It did. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, a lot of movies do live readings now, and people buy tickets, and it's like watching a play, except all the actors are sitting there doing the live read of the script.
I've heard it.
Yeah, I think they've done that for a few Quentin Tarantino movies. Sam Jackson's done live readings, yeah.
Really? All right, Chucker, what else have you got in movie news?
Interesting story. This independent production company, STX, had a summer hit with the comedy Bad Moms, a budget of $20 million. The film grossed over $110 million at the box office. So what do? They're going to make a spin-off movie called Bad Dads, which is going to be released next summer. Now, they say Hollywood's full of originality. I don't see it with that
It was a bad
story.
A Bad Mom movie was not a good movie. I went to see it. I didn't like it.
I thought you said you did like it.
A lot of people did. I didn't see it.
Did I get into it after a while? I think at the beginning.
Yeah, you did.
That was it. Then I get into it. Thank you for reminding me.
Director Guy Ritchie signing on to helm Disney's live-action Aladdin movie. They've already have live-action movies of Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson, and they're going to do a live-action version of The Lion King in production. So Disney, I think, is going to be a right for quite some time.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie, Aladdin. Jeez.
No, we don't have to worry about having any benefits for Disney. 59.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world. OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.